USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong words from President Trump as he condemns the weekend's deadly mass shootings. One in El Paso that killed 20 people. One in Ohio that killed 9. 10 counting the gunman who was shot and killed by police. Speaking from the White House, the president says,
"Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism."
The president saying in the wake of the shootings that there needs to be a bipartisan effort to reform the mental health situation in America, and he says the perpetrators of deadly gun violence should always face the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The two mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton on Saturday getting much of the attention, but Chicago police are taking action after another violent weekend there. Most of the violence on the west side. The police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, says it's disheartening.
You have to stop and ask yourself, what more will it take before we get a handle on what's going on, not just in Chicago, but across the country?
Chicago police say 15 people were shot in separate incidents just yesterday morning in the Lawndale neighborhood. Police have deployed additional officers to try to stop the shootings and prevent retaliation. North Carolina, the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for so-called conversion therapy for minors. An executive order signed by Governor Roy Cooper prevents state money from being used to try to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some high-level meetings in Australia yesterday featuring U.S. officials, among them Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pompeo commented on U.S. and Australian interests in the Persian Gulf, where tensions with Iran are up.
"We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria to keep Afghanistan free of terror and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz."
Defense Secretary-designate Mark Esper is also with Pompeo on that trip.
Lowe's is laying off thousands of store workers as that home improvement chain tries to increase its profits. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lowe's will be laying off employees who handle certain maintenance and product assembly work. According to the Journal, Lowe's workers who are losing their jobs include those who put together grills and wheelbarrows and other such products. Victoria's Secret is reportedly hiring its first ever transgender model. Brazilian model Valentina Sampaio posting a photo of herself at a shoot over the weekend with VS Pink on Instagram. She wrote backstage click and the hashtag diversity. The 22-year-old was also the first transgender model to appear in an edition of Vogue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.